We are starting a new series of shiurim on the kavanas of Kaddish. Obviously with the Sidur HaShash, we're doing it via the Sefer Nikudas HaKesef. Those who have the Chelik Aleph, Shloma of Chelik Aleph, Shloma's Chelik Aleph Nikudas HaKesef, we'll be doing that. And we're starting on page 159. So you can find it also in HebrewBooks.com. The Sefer Nikudas HaKesef. So we're starting Hakdama Malis Mahalich Amufla de Rabbeinu HaShash beKavanas HaKaddish. So obviously we're going to see over here how to understand Kaddish is very, very complicated, and without the input of the HaShash, it will be very difficult to make any sense of getting practical Kavanas to be used in Kaddish. So he says as follows: V'Novo Ata Limot Tzeda Kavanas HaKaddish Yalidei Oylim. Al yod oile chelik hamoule shel birurim im olamos bia datzilas ze bze. Okay, so he really throws us off in the deep end right here. We'll see, explain much more about this line later on. So I'm not going to explain it right now. We'll explain it later on. Asher halomdam bedivikosh shel rav yiri ad kama dvorim stumim v'chasumim v'tuunim biur. Really, the whole sugi of Kaddish needs biur. שאלידי מה שהיר לנו רבינו רשש זיה ברוח קודש בביאורו הנפלא בנה הקודש בנה השולם ובסידה הקודש יובו הכו הפלפל ממש בעזרת השם והרואי דבורים כיצד הם מאירים כניסינוסו בן סינה יבי מה שקודש רבינו רבינו שם את סוסם זל בספר הקודש פסח עניים דימה מסל יתגדל וזה לושן קודשו. So this is what the Shem and Sosin writes about the sugyu of Kaddish. He says as follows: Klal ha'oyle shelo zachil. The truth of the matter is, he says, lo zachisi lahavin kol seda kaddishim ader niskel el. I have not really, have to be honest, he says Shem and Sosin, I really have not understand the sugyu of Kaddishim. Shara b'sefer kavonos nir dvorim kepashta. When I look at the sefer kavonos, I see things quite straightforward. V'chapasti b'sefer hamshachas amochim b'sha'a hakdomas. When I look in sha'a hakdomas in daf nun dalit, or b'sefer now shorim b'dush there, v'kama mekumis lo matzatzi sefer hamshachas amochim ve'aliyasom ader niska ve'ashem yaye einai omen. So, but when I see, he says, when I see the Shah Kavonis, I see one thing. When I see the Rashash, I see something completely different. And Hashem should help me to miyashir. Ovavada the ena kol seder ze ela divrei kabbalah mipi Elio ad kameshona. So he says that Avada Rashash must have received some kabbalah from Elio Novi, otherwise impossible to understand understand exactly. This discrepancy between the Shah Kavanas and the Sidur HaShash. And then he brings another very important kubal called Rav Ferreira. Vod kosev Rabbeinu Mor Rebbe Avram Ferreira Zecher Tzadik Livorach Megidolim Mekuboli Beis El Besifro Meir LaKodesh Bigdei Yesha Vibiyuah Drushei Kaddish Vizil Loshon Kodesho. So Rav Ferreira writes as follows: V'yayin b'sidur ha-kaddish. When we look into the sidur of the kaddish, which means sidur ha-shash in kaddish, v'hu at nase bal ha-toira alidei ruach Hashem diber bo bevada u'poshut etzleinu. So he's being made straight away that Rashash is, as he writes over here, ruach Hashem diber bo, and a vada that is akulo emes. ועל ידי ששמעתי שהעיד הרב חיים ועל ידי, I think, ששמעתי, I've heard that רב חיים פלאג'י בספרו שאומו הארי, that he it's sort of related from the שם הארי, שאם יסקי יובו הרב הארי להשלים תשלום איזה דבורים הסויסכים. So it was known from the Arisas himself that if the generation, the following generations after he's Nifta, are worthy, he's going to come back and clear up sugyas which he left over, which seems to be apparently contradicting other sugyas. And he writes as follows: Va'al ze nochem bekan bekadish daf chaf aleph amud aleph omer shechafti tashlumo ayin sham. So one of these sugyas is Kaddish, because we'll find that Rav Chaim Vital writes himself in Shai Kavon is that the end of it, he doesn't remember, which doesn't help us very much into Mechaber. V'chein b'kama mekomis b'meya brochas b'kol yom lalos b'urim ad abba v'im l'davka v'alma Rav Chaim Vital zatzal v'anachnu lo nimsa lanu tashlumo lalos ad rum mailos ad absak v'ak v'en sof. So Rav Chaim says, for example, he brings Rav Chaim Palachi brings another example in Mabea Brocha that in Shai Kavanos we don't find particularly that we have to bring to Absag the Ak. But one second, we know that that is the case. We have to bring, but I can't say we can because it wasn't told to me. And then he says, "Merashar Zal Omo Bagdomus Abrocha Bikola Toira Vemitzvah Tfila Abrocha." We find that the Chashash Taka says that you have to bring it up. And then Zokter Mi Gila Lo Raze Shomro Pshitus Lekola Talmidov. Elavadai, so who told Rashash that you're supposed to go to Absag the Ak? Rav Chaim tells himself he doesn't know. Elavadai says that the Rashash, Vada who nasi bal Torah zois, naimi, kemo ari, de beilo mamish. So it seems to be that the Rashash is filling in the shoes of the Ariza. Vashomea lo yishkon betach, vishnan mipesach, mipachad ra. So you can rely on the Rashash, he says. So another hodah, another haskama the Rashash received. So what are you saying?
The Rashash
was it? Yeah, of course. What's
difficult?
Yeah, just because he doesn't mafals in a sense himself, you know, the Chabotzaim also is a course of Makul. Right? He doesn't mafals in himself, but about all these gedolim new kavala. But Nilmad Medvorim Elu, Ketzad Hershivu Rabosena Kmukbol in Zatar et Maaloso, Vigdulosa Shal Rabin Roshazia. Vechein Hevenu Shekol Biura, Vikdusha of him, Das Elom Rucho, Kosho Mashi Kibbern Fi Elion Novizokolatoy. So it's clear that the only way that Roshash would have known it if he had received a Kabbalah from Elion Novi. So we'll see the exceptional skills of the Rashash and his Divya Kodesho specifically in our sugya of specifically in the Inyan of Kaddish. Alright, that was some agav agdam. So let's start. Mataras hakadishim hi lalos et olamos bia datzilus im chelik ha-mo'ulu shel ha-berurim ze b'ze. So let me explain to you what's happening over here. We know that the setup is we have the world of Asiya, world of Yitzira, the world of Bria. That's called bia atachtoinim. And on top of that, we have the world of Atzilus. That's the closest one to Elokus. So Yitzilus, and then Bia Tachtoinim. Now, within all those worlds, you can subdivide them also in Atzilus, Bria, Yitzia, Sia. Right? So you have Abia de Atzilus, Abia de Bria, Abia de Yitzira, and Abia de Asia. Very posh. You just subdivide everything into everything. So instead of having four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Sia, Sia, you're going to have 4 times 4, that's 16. But all within each other. So let's just imagine that we have the world of Atzilus over here, on top. Four boxes on top, one on top of the other. This is one of the Masholim that Ariza actually gives to see how the worlds are built. Is four Alba Batim Echad Al Sheni. That's the way he says it always. Now, imagine that inside the world of Atzilus there is a Bria, Yetzira, and Atzilus. The Bria and Yetzira and Atzilus. Which is called Bia in short. So this Bia in short, what's going to happen is that it's going to go down into Bia Tachton. Okay, so again, just to clarify the terminology over here, you can have Bia de'atzilus, Bia which belongs to Atzilus, is going to go down into the lower worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, right? Each one in its place, in what's called Bia Tachton. So Bia de'atzilus goes down to Bia Tachton. Is that clear? Okay, that's the way it works. So the inin of Kaddish, he says, let's read that line again. Matovas a Kaddish him lalos olamos bia datzilus. That's a top floor in the building. That's a tzilus, and you have bia inside of that. That goes down into bia tachton. Our goal is to raise it up. And im chelek hamoule shel biurim zebeze. And also we know that besides the world of Bia Datzilus going down to Bia Tachton, you also have the Shivra Kelim. The Shivra Kelim, the Malachim that died, went down to Bia. You're going to have to raise that up as well. So you're raising up two things. Mamash Bekitzu, the Bia of Atzilus, which is found in the Bia Tachton, and also the Biurim, but the top parts of the Biurim. Sorry, the Biurim of Meulim, raising it back into that Atzilus. Okay, that's the Tachlis Bekitzu of Kaddish. So let's get more into details about this. Le'el amad v'kam v'mekor ha-mitzvah. Matar she'tfila ha-toira ha-mitzvah asu levayr v'ulim zun. That means the shivrei malachim that died. The oysa ha-yom anisudim bebiya. Where did they fall? They fell from tzilus into bria, yitzir, and asiya. And our tachlis is la'aloysim la'tzilus v'letaknam v'leviyam v'sod mochim lezun. V'lezaveg at Zun. So we're bringing back all this Birum, the Shiva Kalim, which is Zun, really. We're bringing them back into Atzilus, into the Mokum where Zun was. We create them over there and have a union, have a yichud between Zav and Nukva in a world of Atzilus. And he writes, the Kotz of Arab be'etzchaim shah shemois, v'nisbar v'na'a sholem. So the Arizal writes, in shah shemois, mem dal perek aleph, and also na'a sholem chavdal v'namodal. And this is a very important line. Bichdei lisaya habirurim. In order to say birurim, yodim olamas bia datzilus besod golos shchina. We speak a lot about golos shchina, shchinta bigalusa. That's the lashon of Zohar. What does that mean? That means that the bia datzilus is going down to bia tachton, as we just explained a minute ago. Why is it going down? L'sayeya b'birurim. I mean, the Bia Datzilus is going down to Bia Tachna in order to bring up the birurim, to help us. V'Rabbeinu Ali Ana b'Sifro mevar baruchah she'akel nishborim v'abirurim nifrotim le'abir v'haynu chelek emu'ule shel birurim hanikra atzilus v'chelek agruo shelahem nikra bir. Okay, so the Ali Ana adds in that it's not only that we are looking at the worlds of subdividing them into Bia Datzilus, Bia Debria, we're subdividing all the worlds, while subdividing also the Birurim, that means the Shivrei Kelim that fell down. They are also categorized as a Bia. Okay, this just is a lotion of Erechin, as we always spoke about. So I read that line again. Rabbeinu Aleh now, Besifro Ois Lamed Beis, Mivah Baruch HaShakelim Nishborim, והבירורים נפרטים לאביר. So all those birurim fell down in all these little sections called the bir. והיינו חלק מהמעולה של הבירורים נקרא אצילוס. So the birurim also, we're going to give a name of אצילוס. וחלק הגרוע שלהם נקרא אביר. Okay? Again, not it's spooked out over here, it's getting complicated, but we're just giving the names of the birurim, names of olamos. Okay, we're not stunned at this because this is just Erek HaKenoyim. V'hine, chelek ha-mu'ule shel ha-birurim nikra atzilus. Now again, we're focusing on be'etzem, on the highest, on the more refined birurim, and as we said, they're called atzilus. Not to get confused, which is very easy to do here, with the world of atzilus, but rather, that we're going to call the mu'ule dika birurim atzilus. Ne'anim zawer be'bia, which means Bia Tachton, Bizman HaShvira, Im Olon Bia Datzilus, the Pinimis Achitzan, the Bia Datzilus is found both on the right and left side, actually more Pinimis and Achitzan, Nivarerim Be'oli Mehechal Lehechal, O Me'oilam Le'oilam, Ashe Yeh Le'oilam Atzilut, בקרי שמה ועמידה, ושם נשלם התיקון הבירורים בעליאסם כסד הידוע עד רום המעלה. So we're going to bring them up as you're doing your tefillahs, we will explain. As you're praying, you're diving through the four different areas of tefillah, from the Chayat Brochus to Bar Shema, that's the word of Asiyah. From Bar Shema until Yoitze, that's where you bring up the Biru into the world of Yetzira. From the Bikas Shema to Gaal Yisrael, then that's all in the world of Bria. And then finally from Gaal Yisrael into the Shmona Esrei, that's already in the world of Yetzivas and Yuv. If you've done what you're supposed to have done, bring up all the Biru to there. Ula Machile Kegrua, של הבירור מנקרא ביה, נמצא בביה בזמן השבירה, נבר וניתקן במקומם יחד עם הלומס ביה תחתו, ועלייה סמרק היא רק תלת אגב תלת בלבד. Meaning, so the חלק המעולה again is going to go up world by world by world. מה שאין כן, the חלק הבירור עם הגרוע, we'll see what that means, that stays in the world of Tachton, Bia Tachton, and only moves up Tlat Agav Tlat, meaning the Nahi of those Birurim, the Birurim, which means the Gerua Dika, Chelek of the Birurim, working from the Nahi of Asiyah to the Chagat of the Asiyah. From the Chagat of the Asiyah, it moves up to the Chabad of Asiyah. And then when it finishes all that, it goes up then to the Nahi of the world of Yetzira. So it's going to go work a third by a third. Now, וכשנקח למשל החלק הראשון של התפילה הוא כנגד עולם עשייה. So let's give this a practical example here. Now, when we start working in the beginning of the תפילה, which is the world of עשייה, אז בזיין משנה זה איזו מקוימם, עולם בבורים זה עושה היום, בבחינס כלים החיצוניים, יחד עם עולם עשייה, דאצילוס, חיצוניס הפנימיוס, להיכל ליבנת סנאפר, ליבנת הספר, יסוד ומלכו זה עשייה. So he says like this, when you're working with the lowest biruim, that means you're starting with the world of Asiyah, you're davening Chai Brachos until Baruch Shema, you're moving what's called the Kelim HaChitzonim, because we know the Kelim HaChitzonim fell down, the Kelim of the Zayim Elohim, right? So the Kelim HaChitzonim of them fell into the world of Asiyah. The Kelim Inzayim of the Zayim Elohim fell into the world of Yetzirah. And the Kelim Pinimim of the Zayim Elohim fell into the world of Bria. So we're working with the Kelim HaChitzonim. The Kelim HaChitzonim of the Zayim Elohim. Where did they fall? They fell into the world of Asiyah. So you're going to start working with those. You're going to draw them up. And you're going to bring up also the Asiyah de Atzilus. Remember that top line? We said that's Atzilus. And within Atzilus you have Asiyah, Bria, and Asiyah, Yetzirah, and Bria of Atzilus. So we're going to bring up the Asiyah of Atzilus, which is also found in Asiyah Tachton. Now, he says, where you bring it to, it's called Hecha Livnat Sapir, which is another word for Yesodu Malchus Dasir. Because even in every world, you have spheres. So you slowly, from the Kakois, from the lowest part of Asiyah, you're bumping it up to Yesodu Malchus. That's actually Malchus Yesod, you're going upwards. Now, what's happening over there? Sham nivorim v'nistakinim nitakinim k'tzas b'mkoyma, you're bringing Shefa to it, and therefore you bring a chizuk to it, it's called the tikkun. K'samanul'er sh'olim ad yesod u'malchus de'atik v'nu. So imagine within over there you have also the five patsufim. We won't get into too many details at this point, but it opens up and opens up. You can always find the five patsufim there as well. So you bring it up to the highest part of the lowest part of Asiyah, which is called Atik v'nukva, and that's considered to be the Yesod of Malchus. Now, umizdavgim akachbad, and within that you go up to the highest part you can over there. V'nimshachim amochim imkoman, you bring Shefa to there. As a chelek aguruah shel abirurim, im Yesod of Malchus dehechal livnat lesapir dasiya tachtoin nishon bimkoma. So the chelek aguruim. The chilek agrua of the biru are going to stay there. Ve'ilu chilek ma'ule shel biruim ve'hechal livnat sape yesod ma'achuz asiya datzilos oile le'hechal etzem ha'shamayim hod asiya. So what's going to happen there? We're going to find a separation from the chilek biruim agruim, as he calls the lower nitzutzos, and the chilek ma'ule. So the chilek biruim grua are staying down into the yesod ma'achuz of that world of Asiyah. And the chilek aburim ma'ule, they're going to go up to the hoid, a step right. V'china says, the sham, she'olim mehech lehechal, ונסתכלים קצת וכו' וכו', שיגיע לכי כמור לשל הברור הם, אם ההיכל העשיע, דאצילוס, ההיכל קודש קודש הם, ככך בא דאצילוס, דאצילוס. Until you're going to bring stage to stage and stage, until you go on to the highest part of Asiya, and you bring that as well in tandem with the Asiya Datsilus, to the Asiya Datsilus, the Kachba Datsiya Datsilus, which is called Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim. Okay? So I know that sounds a little bit complicated to absorb right now because we just started, but he's just giving you an overall. We're going to go much more detail. We'll see that. We'll see some diagrams as well to illustrate all that. Okay, so let's go. Va'az ba'a ba'a pula se kaddish. So once you got, let's say until Baruch Shema, okay? Well, no, actually, well, what we're doing over here is working with kaddish. So let's work with the chai brachas you got until, well, this will make a difference between the Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfadi. Now, I have to be magdim that all we're going to speak about is Shitas Arizal. And Shitas Arizal is based on the Nusach Sfadi. So the Nusach Sfadi is that before Hodu, there's a Kaddish. Okay? Is that Rabbi Ashkenaz also, right? There's also a Kaddish before Hodu, right? Yeah.
Before Baruch Shem.
Sorry?
Before Baruch Shem.
Okay, by the Sfadi, which is the Nusach we'll be going through, the Arizal Shita, there is a Kaddish, Shita Sfadi is a Kaddish before Hodu.
Yeah, to Baruch Shem, you have later on.
Later on, yeah.
We gotta go.
Right, the other way around. Right. Okay, so anyways, so in order to get from one area, one world to the other, what's going to be needed is a Kaddish. This is where it comes in now. The Kaddish is going to break through from the Olam. It's going to allow this, what we've all been talking about, moving me Olam le Olam, that's going to need a Kaddish to get us through there. As I'm going to read it again. As ba pula se Kaddish, she'al day alida. Excuse me. Yale olam asiya datzilus, and with it imo chilek ha'ulish lebu and the kelim achitzonim the zun kelim achitzonim because we're in the world of asiya the zun the ois ayom liyitzira. So we're working from moving being mile the world of asiya onto the world of yitzira. V'chen yevikol kaddish. This is the tachlis of all kaddish. Here we go. That's the yisod of kaddish. She'al yado yale chilek ha'mu'ulu shel bu'urim im oysa oylam shebo oskim. Right. So again, the world of the asiya tachton doesn't move. We're talking about the asiya the atzilus, which is only the temporarily only to be to cooperate with us to help us in the aliyas of bu'urim. Now he says be'etz chaim shal mem shal pinimitz v'chitzonus per'ches kosev arab zilo shon kodsho. Omnat says that Arizal as follows in Shalmem. Omnat so sheteda. Mashkul to besel besod the Kaddish ole ko asiya bi yetzira. Vechein yetzira bebriyam. Ach nirle ki einam olim rak pnimis neshomas levad kinis gila el. We'll see what that means. Ach hitzonius lo ale lo ola rak ma shehaya kodem Kaddish levad. So the primus definitely goes out, and the chitzon is only what was there beforehand, before Kaddish. This is a very important word, the amud. This is the connecting a pole which connects one world to the other. It's like a funnel. Sheben oilam lo oilam, hi kenekuda ba'olam. It's like a nekuda. Ve'ech kol olam yale derech oisa amud. So everything, the world, is going to sort of be squeezed in through this passageway, which leads from one world to the other world. V'yiturat mashkotsev she'enam olam rak en neshomas derech amud kenitzke leparshas vayech leparshas vayechi v'tzalak loma v'letaretz mashkotsev b'mokom are ki en chitzon yosolamas olam v'imken aino roim b'inyanem aliyasam. Okay, so therefore there seems to be a steal in the Zohar. One part says it does go up, one part doesn't go up. So he's answering Bekitzo, one's talking about Pnimius, one's talking about Bechitzo. But that's Tam Agav. So he says now, Rabbeinu Alei Ana B'Sifcho, Ois Lo Mevav Medag Mil Etz Chaim Azir. Shema Shekotzev Shekrake Pnimius Olam Al Yedei Kaddish V'lo Achitzonius, Now, what does it mean by the pnimius and the chitzos? So it means the pnimius means, as we've been saying the whole time, the atzia or the bia datzias, that goes up. Nikra pnimius. So originally we called that atzias. Now he's giving it another nickname called pnimius. Shemichinus neshamas, another nickname called neshamas. Shehem bilvad yecholim lalos alidei kadosh meolam leolam. Ma shehem kemolam is bia tachton. Shem bechinas chitzonios. So now he's nicknaming bia tachton again with another code word called chitzonios. She'einam oilim aliyah gmor klal el rak tlat egir tlat. That the olam of bia tachton, that means the biurim shabo, they only work from 3 to 3. It means night chagat and chagat to chabad. V'gam aliyah sam tlat egir tlat. Einu aliyah dekadosh. That also only works. Eino aliyah dekadosh. Even that tlat egir tlat will not work out the Kaddish. Again, the Bia Tachton, the Birum over there will not be going from world to world, going up to world, but rather only Tlat Agav Tlat. And even that doesn't work out of the Kaddish. So the entire Sugi of Kaddish only works with the Pnimius, meaning the Bia Datsilas is going to work with the Olim Olim. But in Kaddish, we say the Kaddish and Sos, and Shem and Sos runs the exact same thing. V'la'ol zeh, maybe mashkos v'rav, v'sha'a kavon is dusha kadesh, em tzadim olachem is nasa v'zeh loshen kodesho. U'bizit tavim, this is what the Arizal writes in dusha kadesh. U'bizit tavim, ki arche shim nichlo lu'vav hecholos ha'tachtonis de'asiyah zeh v'zeh. We're going to speak more about this hecholos, exactly, and give them names. But once you've included all those hecholos, those chambers, one into the other, into the lower, in the lowest world called Asiya, Zebezebezebezeh, Betikun HaTfila Sheyesh Min HaTchila SaTfila Ad Hodu, Hodu LaShem, Az Anu Tzurim Lalos Oysom Beseda Amud Echad Sheyesh Ben Kol Olam LeOlam, VeBeEmza Kol Echal Echal. VeDerech Amud HaTzeh Ole Kol Echal VeHechal VeChavero, למעלה ממנו ונכלה בו כניסקה פרשת פקודה. והנה, סוד הקדיש הזה הוא בכנס עמוד הניסקה אשר באמצעות עולם השיח. Okay, so there we go. That's the beautiful summary of what Kaddish is all about. Kaddish, again, is just to lift it up through this Amud. Or he says, it is the Amud. Okay, it's a little debatable what's the Lomans over here. But the Kitzur, it's raising up from one world to the other. It's facilitating the raising up. היינו, says in the Kudus HaKesef, שחלק המעולה של הברורים, אם היכל עולמוס ביד הצילוס, and the היכל עולמוס ביד הצילוס, the פנימוס החיצונוס בלבד שעלו זה מזה, עתה על ידי קדש הוא, the קדש הוא העמוד, so he said the קדש is the עמוד, שבין עולם לעולם, have, it's sort of like the vacuum, think about it as a vacuum cleaner, that as soon as you get to the top order of the world, you get vacuum. Those birum, the atzilus, the asiyah, the atzilus, for example, and the birum are being sucked up through this omud. That's the pool of kaddish. As soon as they start saying kaddish, they're being sort of in a vortex, being sucked up from one world to the other world. הם עולים מעולם לעולם שהגיעים למקום. מה מעמיתי? לתקן לתיקום גמור בעולם הצילוס, that's the תכליס, to get all the way back into הצילוס, בקרה שמה בעמידה. אמנם הוא לא מעלה את עולם אז ביד התחת. Again, ביד התחת אני don't move. It has to be there. שעולם רק תלת תלת, they only work slowly but surely. Again, וגם עלי הזו אינו על ידי הקדש כעומר. It doesn't work על ידי הקדש. That works with just the fact that you're praying through the tefillah, that's going to move the bia tachton up and up with the birum shabo. Then he says, "Said the aliyah solomas bia atzila zebeze im achilik maula shel birurim nase betchilas atfila shachis ad amidam ali de kaddishim." Okay, that's the title. So let's see now. He's quoting a shakavonus of Yudalit Amud Gimel v'zil loshen kotro. We're going to explain now all the Kaddishim, right? There's about six Kaddishim in Tefillah. We're going to explain all of them. Agav Yivaya, Lecha Shah Pchotim Shele Tefillah. Hine, V'nitzpar El, Kimina Tchilat HaTefillah Ad Bar Shem Ahu Olam Asiyah. We know from the beginning to Tefillah till the end, until the beginning of Shem Bar Shem is the word of Asiyah. ומשם עד יוצא הוא עולם יציר, ומשם עד תפילה סיוט חס הוא עולם הבריאה, ותפילה סיוט חס הוא עולם הציר, צילוס. V'achram elu yordim me'ela le'ela lefi shebiyamei achol ein banu koach la'midam kach rak li'yachadam lefi ashar. The tekev chozim imkoma. We know we can always bring them up. But as soon as we bring them up, they come flying back down. We don't have the koach to keep it up there. Excuse me. Mine. Min ashre. So, as soon as we bring it up, Mine, as soon as we're in the Shmona Esre, we finish the Shmona Esre, that's it, they start descending already. And then he says this form, ashre at tfilas le David. There's a tfila called tfilas le David, hate Hashem oznech, it's a tehillim. So as soon as after we finish Ashrei, until that entire piece, until Tfilas Lidovid, what's happening? Who? Or which? Or you can say after Uvalitzion. After Uvalitzion, what's happening? That's Olam Abriya. It's coming down Olam Abriya. Well, see, that's the Shefa Shebo, not the Olam. The Olam still stays there until after Aleinu. Or Misham, that means Ad Ein Kadosh Kashem, which is Kaveh Hashem. That's the Olam Yetzira. The Shefa goes down to Yetzira. Excuse me. Umisham ad Aleinu Shabeach Olam Asiya. That means just before Aleinu, we have another Kaddish, which is for Aliyah, Aleinu. And that's going to bring down the Shefa to the world of Asiya. V'lechein tiknu Kaddish b'kol shinoi Olam Olam. Right? So we have Kaddishim before. For the Amida, we have two Kaddishim over there. And then, the Ashkenazim have three Kaddishim. And then after the Amida, then we have another two, three Kaddishim. And that's going to bring all the Shefa downwards. So he says as follows. Obio yuvan lifi ma shelamad le'e b'shak kvonos dushit ale b'tfilas ha'shacha. She'ad ba'o shama hu olam asiya. Omi ba'o shama ba'ad yotzer hu olam yitzira. Omi yotzer, I'm on by the way, 161. Omi at the top of the page. Omi yotzer ad amida hu olam bria v'amida hu ba'olam atzilas. Kosef shama'od. Shenaran shel olam shehem olin. We know the naran, the nefesh hu neshama of the olamas go up. אבל חיצון של עולם הזה אין עולים, מובא רבינו לשם את סוסף שם, שמה שקוסף נראה לפנים של עולם הזה אוילה, וכוונה לעולם הזה בי עד הצילס. That's a keyword. We can give it 10 million names. He calls it the Naran. He called it the Pnimis. He called it the Atzilus. Whatever you want to know, but at the end of the day, the ultra sure, the bottom line is that you're raising up only Avrak, the Bi Ad Atzilus, as opposed to the Bi Ad Tachton. So the Abiyah Tzilus is the Olim La'alei Aliyah Gmura Me'olim La'olim. Ma'ashe Kosev V'chitzonim So Olam is Eino Olim HaKavona Libiyah Tachtonim. Eino Olim La'alei Gmura Me'olim La'olim. Kim Tlat Agav Tlat B'va. V'lefi Zeh Yotze. Sh'ma'ashe Kosev Arav Kan Sh'tzor Kaddish Ben Olim La'olim Yivuah. So what's the point of Kaddish? She'ad Bo Shama Mitzchabrim Takinim Biburim De Olam Asiyah De Tachton. Im olam asiya de asiya tzilos mulvosh bo. Ve'al de kadosh yale chelik ha'mo'ul shel b'urim de kelim chitzonim. Im olam asiya de tzilos de pinim chitzonis liyetzira. See, that's here we go. This is the final line over here. So before you come into Baruch Shem, you have a kadosh, and that's just before Hodu. So that's going to allow you to now move in from Asiya to Yetzir. Now, what do you bring up from Asiya to Yetzir? As he says, you bring up, first of all, the Biruim of Asiya Tachton, the Biruim which are applicable to the Asiya Tachton. That's number one. Im Olam Asiya Datzilus, that's number two. The Olam Asiya Datzilus. Then Aliyat Kaddish Yale Chelak Mu'ulish Berurim. Now only the Mu'ulidika Berurim go up. Which kingdom we're talking about? The kingdom of the Zayim Malachim, the kingdom Chitzim. Again, that fell into the world of Asiya. So all that is going to be going up. Im Olam Asiya. That's he's just repeating himself into the world of Yitzir. And then we go back to Umibar Shema Yotzer. Mibar Venitalkin Berurim the Olam Yitzir Atachta. So Yitzir the Berurim which apply to Yitzir Atachta going up. Im olam yitzir da'atzilus mul voshimbo, the yitzir da'atzilus is going on. So therefore, ali de kaddish yalu chelik meulah shel b'urim de kilim emtsoim. Remember the kilim emtsoim because we're the working world of yitzir. Im olam yitzir da'atzilus de pnimis chitz. Now, what's going to happen to what we brought beforehand? That's also going to go up. We can't forget about it. Ivo, he says in brackets, Chelik amu'ule de kelim achitzon, ve'olam pinim es chitzon zasiya datzilus, that's also going up into the world of Bria now. And finally, the last stage is miyotze ad adamida. And that's going to catapult you into the world of Tzilas, which is the Matar over here. That's where all the Birurim, that's where all the Tikkun happen. So this is Mevarev and Taknim and Birurim, the Olam HaBriya HaTachtonim, that's number one. Im Olam HaBriya HaTzilas, that's number two. And all the Birurim which are applicable to those. Mitam, now over there we don't have any Kaddish between Gaal Yisrael and Amida. So that really is going to take the smichas gula tefillah. It's going to take the place of the kaddish, and that's what he says. So we don't need kaddish then, even though we can argue kaddish is going to bring it from one world to the other. But this is going to do the job. The yalo chelak amu'ul de shemayim b'ruach. He's going to bring it from one world to the other, but this is going to do the job. The yalo chelak amu'ul shel b'ruim dekinem apneimim now, because we're dealing with the world of Bria. He's saying again, the olam habriya that tzilus pinim chitzon. Im a chelik of everything else which you brought up, which is more of the kelim chitzon in soyes, the olam pinim chitzon asiyah yitzia asiyah le, where you bring all this package deal all the way to the world of atzilus, gam below kaddish, no kaddish because you have smich over here. Okay, good. Okay, let's continue a little shtickle. So the next shtickle we're talking about is, again, on this theme of Seder Aliyas Olamos Bia D'Atzilus Me'achar Amida Atziuma Aridei Kaddishim. So he says this one, V'naiva Anuai Ata Lilvon Seder Kaddishim De'acher Amida V'inyonam. V'hu, now we're talking about after the Amida now. We're talking from Ashrei onwards. We know we brought out the Bia de Atzilus. Finally, by the time you're in the Shemona Esrei, you brought all the Bia de Atzilus, which was originally in Bia Tachlan, into Atzilus proper. Now, when you finish the Amida, you're going down Yerida wise. You're going back down, you bring down the worlds and bound the Shefa down back into the worlds. So the actual world's coming down, that's after Aleinu. So what does it mean, but we read Vashar Kavanos already, that the Shefa's going down, the worlds are going down. So that's a reference to the Shefa which were in the world are coming down. So what's the point of this Kaddishim? If anyways, all the Yerida is going to happen after Aleinu. So he says, "Comes of Rav Shach Karavonos Dav Ted Vav Al Mubeis Dimal Matzad Kaddish Kaddish Shlishi." This is what's going to happen the third Kaddish that we have. We had two before Shmoneh Esrei, and then we have three, three or four after Kaddish. Depends how you count it. After Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, "Kaddish Shlishi Shleach Amid Kodem Ashrei Yosher Yisecha," right, which we call Chatzi Kaddish. Right, hakavane lifish betchila elinu kol olamos lemala kedei shekol olamos yochlu baolam atzilus lasas sham zivugelion tiferes malchus levadam. Right, we bring all those up. Everything that we've been doing until Shmona Esrei to bring what to make a zivug between tiferes and malchus, which is zav in the world of atzilus. V'sha kol olamos hem nasim lahem kedimyon kenafayim chofefim mechasim alem besod. Agan Sahar. So interesting enough that all the other Birurim are there, okay? I mean, all the other worlds are there, and they are there whilst there is a Zivug happening. So he says that they are covering over and hiding over Zavanuk's Zivug. Interesting enough. The Mama Zob Ksavya the Nikra Sitre Oise Shel Hashem Yisbarach Ein Sham. So it seems to be a hidden part of the Torah, the hidden letters of Hashem, in a special part of a Ksavya of Zohar speaks about this in of hiding the zivug. After zivug, you know, tzirich m'lazu lalu es alomas shekiblu hashef and shenishva machmas zivug shenase az. Lachen omri ata ze akadish kdei lichlol pam acheretz abriya de atzilus kavu shefa zivug. So what we're going to have to do now after the kaddish is we have to nichlol pam acheretz abriya beatzilus lekavu shefa zivug kahu. Because the zivug is going to give shefa to all these worlds before they go down. That's why they're waiting up there. לכן הקבלות זה הקדיש על ידי שם אבא הוויה דיודים במה באותיוז בפושו דמילו מילו דמילו וארכה בבריא מקבל את תוספת קדושה בקדושה ובליציון. Okay, we'll see more about the Shemos later on. But the point of the fact of the matter is that what's happening over there, why are they not coming down after Ashrei? Because they're hanging on there for the Kaddish in order for the world to receive a Tosefes Kedushin over there. Tosefes Kedushin over there. Now, Kaddish Revi says, Lichlo Yitzira Mebriya De'ali De'Havai De'Sag De'Av Va'arkar Yitzira Tfila Le'David. The Kaddish Hey, the fifth and final Kaddish, Lalos Asiya El Yetzira Alidei Havaya Sag Ma V'Achkach Asiya He Apituma Ketoresh Hare Nishlama Tefila. So that's going to give all the Ashlama through the Kaddish, and again to give Tosefes Kedusha. And then he said, Od Mevarer Rabbi Inezeh Shak Vonas Dush Sim Shalom. So once the Zah and Nukva are back in the world of Atzilus, as midrachekit misham zayin hechole bria hanika zayim neoseya ki eno derech etz listakel be'ez zivuk chatan v'kala. So all the worlds were there, and there was a zivuk happening. So it's not derech eretz. It says the Ariza that they should look on while they're making a zivuk. Right? Nobody goes into the room, the yichud room, while the chatam kala are there. So there's mistrachik, they go further away. Omnam em nasi bebechinas meluvash malbush, sorry, bekisu kedim chatzia goron agula. They make sort of a round shape around them, sort of cover them. Savim nika datzilus, savim nukva datzilus, shlo istakel shama klipas. In order to keep the klippas away, because they're very interested in getting the new shefa, kiniska b'mama zoa b'ksav yad hanikra sitre oisios Hashem izborach. Kiniska b'drush shir ha'shirim shel ha'zoa. So interesting enough that they're going to form sort of a barrier in order to keep all these chitzon away. And then he continues, v'abiru she'ach she'al, it's on page 162 now, So after we bring the Apsag the Ak, and therefore the Hashem comes back down to Zun, and Zun makes a Zivug. The olamas which are there go, they don't come down, not yet, they just go further away. Excuse me. They go into the world of Tzilus, but further on the state time. First of all, there is shelo istakel. Second of all, achizas kali. Two reasons. Because it's not there, and because the chashash of achizas kali. ולכן ידרחקו ונמדו סביבם כגורן עגולה להגן עליהם מהקלי. ואף בי שכוס בלושן קושי של הרב לאל שרק עולם הבריאה מדרחק ממוקם הסביבו. Even though it's mentioned not the entire ביה, but rather only the בריאה, כבר קוס בפרי עץ חיים, שהעמידה, שעולם עשייה יציר נחלון ועולם הבריאה. So that's not a kasher, it's also נחלון as well. לכן כל סוף רק עולם הבריאה, but we know יציר and seals was involved. עולם, אולם, בבד שגם הם מדרחקים כמו זו רק שאינו מעולים בשם, ואין בספר כל שם סוף סוף, דימון מסו ואינן היועס, וכן באגלוס רבי נסודי ברי שעה כמונוס. So this is a סיכום now. אם כן, comes out a מסכון. עניין קדישן של אח המידה. So what's the תכליס? Let's make a little סיכום before we stop. The עניין הקדישן של אח המידה is ללויס, to raise it up even higher, lichlo shuv et olam biyad atzilus, shenidrachiku betoch atzilus, likarvam lechazra limkoyim bamshayi betoch atzilus, kidei sheyochlu lekabel eshefa nishba meazun. So again, they all go up by Kaddish, they all go up, all the biyad atzilus goes up to atzilus, they go there, they have to go further away in the world of atzilus because they're making a zivug and zun. After that, Zun starts being Mashpia Shefa. Therefore, all those Bia Datsilos, which was Merachek in the world of Atsilos, come back in order to Mekabel. That's the Kaddish, brings them back towards Zun in order to Mekabel its Tesefis Kedusha. And that is the Kavanah of the Kaddish She'acha Mita. Okay, fine. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now, or we'll continue next time we meet. Shkoyach.